Field trips are a staple of the elementary school experience, and these days, so is the use of technology in the classroom. As WUNC's Cole Del Charco reports, the two are coming together and could lead students to some very exciting places.
Thanks to virtual reality, it's a short trip from a classroom to the Roman Colosseum and Greek Parthenon. Today, students in sixth grade at St. Timothy's School in Raleigh are making the trek.
So, when I give it to you, you're holding it with two hands. Okay?
That's technology teacher Brandon Bogomil. He's about to hand out virtual reality headsets to students.
The other thing is, if you're moving around a lot, you will get motion sickness, so watch that.
Today, Kim Ballantyne's sixth grade art class is learning about Greek architecture. They've been looking around the Greek Parthenon, and the teacher is asking, what are those tall, worn rock things?
Ooh, maybe those were like part of the buildings, right. And they were the columns in the buildings.
Excellent. Yes, ma'am.
But just like on any field trip, young students can get distracted.
Oh, I see the dead squirrel.
Where?
Students are, after all, still students, but in a virtual reality field trip, they have more control over their own learning than even a normal field trip. Julian Radu develops and researches emerging educational technology at Harvard University.
In virtual reality, every student has agency to drive their own learning. That's where one of the benefits is in these kind of experiential learning experiences.
Radu says these kinds of student-led opportunities are what make virtual reality and even augmented reality benefits in the classroom. But if you're going to have that kind of experience, Radu says, educators have to think differently.
There's this expression, instead of the sage on the stage, they have to switch to being the guide on the side. So the teacher is more of a guide through the virtual experience, and their role is now changing.
Field trips have always been the standard for experiential learning, but trips to museums or other locations are subject to permission slips and local opportunities. Anything more than that has always been a little more than fantasy.
Seatbelts, everyone!
In the TV show The Magic School Bus, Miss Frizzle would shrink the bus and take her students on wild rides to learn scientific principles and processes.
Class, welcome to the esophagus.
The asparagus?
No, Carlos, the esophagus.
Now, this kind of trip inside a human body doesn't have to be an animated TV show. All it requires is a VR headset. And as the technology improves, kids will be able to do and see more and more. Right now, the technology is expensive and likely out of reach for large-scale use in public schools. But over time, VR will become more affordable. Here's Julian Radu again.
I think we will see a lot more field trips, but on a shorter scale.
So instead of having VR field trips that take up an entire day, trips could take up a few minutes to teach a very specific part of the curriculum. But even if virtual reality field trips become cheaper than actual field trips, Radu says he hopes they never completely replace getting out of the classroom.
There's still something about reality that you'll be able to pick up by just going to a place.
Even if it's just the smell of something you'd otherwise only get to see.
Yes,
Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.